speaker, and our next speaker for today has been working with blind and visually impaired people for the past 2 decades here in Hawaii. And by starting her career as a vocational rehabilitation counselor, she went on to become orientation center and field services director at Ho'oponopono, and climbing up the career ladder, she now serves as a branch administrator for Ho'oponopono Services for the Blind. Justice, humility, responsibility, genuine care for her consumers, attitude of moving forward, and courage are some of the values that guide her work. Please help me welcome Lea Diaz.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for asking me to speak today. I'm so happy to be with you for your 51st annual state convention. I want to talk with you today, and I know I'm supposed to keep my time short, and you know how hard that is for me, but I will try. There's a lot to cover.
There's time.
Okay, thanks. I want to talk to you today about relationships and partnerships.
Yeah.
And what benefits have come from all of us working together. You know, to get things done and to work out differences or misunderstandings, people in organizations need to work together. To foster this type of collaboration, we need to develop and maintain personal relationships and some amount of trust with each other. Without this foundation, negotiations can become adversarial and parties can start questioning each other's motives, and neither side really listens to the other side. And sometimes the issues that are involved can be difficult and complex and emotional. But when we have this relationship capital to draw on, kind of like a bank account, an emotional bank account, I think that we can always find a compromise, and we can always maintain our working relationship. And I really believe that now, even though I'm certainly aware that there is a long history in the past of a difficult relationship between the state agency and Hawaii Association of the Blind, I believe now that we are really close to, or I believe we actually have that good working relationship and that relationship capital together. I've been so fortunate to have good relationships with so many of you in this room, and also with your leaders. Philo, of course, may he rest in love, miss him. Warren, who I miss having my regular phone calls, I know he's still around, and I'm sure he wishes he could be here today, but at least once a month, boy, we'd be on the phone, and he'd be educating me about all kinds of stuff. I miss that. And now I feel that I do have that relationship with Art as well. So I really, really, truly value that personal capital, that personal relationship that we have. We have enough of that type of capital that we can get together and we can talk about when things are going right, but also we can identify any areas of dissensions or problems, and we can talk through those issues to solve them in a way that's reasonable and honest and fair to everyone involved. I'm happy to report that even though we lost Albert Perez, our BR administrator, to retirement at the end of last year, we're so fortunate to have a new vocational rehabilitation administrator, Maureen Bates, who's here in the room today. And you'll meet her next after me. And I'm sure that once you get to know her, you'll agree with me that she's the whole package. And I'm not just saying that because she's in the room and she's my boss. She's smart, she's experienced, she's compassionate, she's fair, she's honest, she's a problem solver, she's got a lot of problems to solve as she steps into her new role. She's a good listener, and she's a true leader. I can see it already. In 2018, for those of you that may not know, I was elected as president of the National Council of State Administrators for the Blind, NCSAB, which was a really great and humbling honor, as well as a big responsibility. And while I was in that position, that's where I was able to meet with leaders in Rehab Services Administration, as well as leaders in consumer organizations, which is where I first met your national rep today, Tony Stevens. And So it was such a pleasure to have him come and speak with our staff and students and have a few minutes to sit down with him yesterday as well, one-on-one. While I was in NCSAB, I was also able to learn from and share ideas with leaders from other agencies for the blind around the country as we are trying to navigate these new waters under the federal WIOA Workforce Innovation Opportunity Act, which governs our program. And Maureen, I'm sure, will fill you in more about some of the challenges and the opportunities that the Vocational Rehabilitation Agency is facing now, especially financial challenges. Speaking of finances, Ho'oponopono and our clients are able to breathe a little easier than some of the other VR branches here in Hawaii. And that's largely thanks to our partnership with consumer organizations. HAB's generous donations to Ho'oponopono. In a couple of years, there was an extremely generous donation that you all made to Ho'oponopono. They've gone to help a number of blind people statewide. And I just want to share some examples with you so you know what your donations are doing. And these are just some examples. So thanks to you, even with an absence of positions on Neighbor Islands for our Older Blind program, we've been able to provide rehabilitation teaching and counseling, as well as low vision clinic services using a specialty low vision optometrist to senior citizens on Kauai and in Hilo over the past year. Normally, we've only been able to do it on Oahu due to restricted funding, but thanks to you, we are able to send those teachers over. We use some of the donations to pay for things like the airfare and the ground transportation for the teachers to get out to some of the, especially the more rural areas of the Neighbor Islands, as well as to provide aids and devices and things to our senior, our kupuna out there. Also, there was a person on Oahu who couldn't qualify for either VR services or older blind services and was in a very desperate situation and really needed to come into our low vision clinic. So we had no other way to pay. If it weren't for your donations, that woman's life would not have been changed on that day. We were able to purchase an FM system. An FM system is something that allows those who are hard of hearing to be able to hear and participate, especially in group meetings. And so now we are able to make sure that everyone who has difficulty hearing is able to hear. And especially that's helpful in our older blind support group meetings that we hold at Ho'oponopono. Because if you can't hear, you can't participate. We were able to purchase a big supply of straight and folding canes so that those of us, those of the community who come in are in need of a blind cane, and a long cane or a folding cane, and are not able to support that with their own finances. We are able to, thanks to your donations, give them a cane free of charge. We were also able to make some small improvements around our building that our state and federal monies were not able to cover. So without your help, none of that would have happened. Here's another big thing that we're excited about that we were able to do thanks to your donations. We were able to send 7 blind youth along with 5 staff and 1 volunteer to the volcano area of the Big Island last June. We stayed in the cabins at Kilauea Military Camp, and yeah, we did have fun, I'm not gonna lie, but we also worked really, really hard. Yeah, teachers in the room, were you part of our presentation yesterday where you learned more about what we did? Yeah, pretty cool, right? So we have five services that we're required to provide under WIOA to what we call pre-ETS, pre-employment transition services, youth who are in high school or in college and are getting ready to transition onto higher education or employment. And on this trip, we worked with students ranging in ages from 14 to 20, most of whom were in high school, but one of them was in college. And we did all kinds of stuff. We had very in-depth discussions and practices on independent living skills. We talked about their IPEs. We talked about job goals. We talked about the different types of jobs and what's expected in a workplace. And Ho'oponopono staff, as well as we visited the University of Hawaii at Hilo Disability Services Office. And we talked about with the students about the importance of self-advocacy and how and when they need to talk about their rights and responsibilities and the type of accommodations that they need. Because it's not the same as when you're in DOE and things maybe are offered to you. You have to be able to go and ask and advocate for yourself. So So we talked a lot about that. The students got up early every morning. They made the staff coffee, which was kind of nice. They were responsible for everything, making their beds, cleaning their rooms, helping with cleaning of the cabin. And this was all under the instruction of all of us, teaching them how to do it, you know, as bum people. They had to manage their daily budgets. We visited various employers in different fields like environmental sciences, astronomy, hospitality industry, the food service, customer service, and Hawaiian studies. So they got a chance to meet with employers, ask them questions. The employers asked them a lot of questions. And I think the youth really got excited about different types of careers that are open to them. As we all know, there are no such thing as jobs for blind people, right? No such thing. The kids also worked hard alongside Volcano Park youth rangers on eradicating invasive plant species up in the Volcano Park. It's called the Tahiti ginger, which actually I thought was pretty, but it's an invasive species. And so they worked, man, they sweat and they worked hard. And the rangers there were at first a little bit nervous about letting our youth use the big cutting shear things and all that, so we had to, you know, let them know they'll be all right, and they were. You know, nobody got hurt, and they did a lot of good work there. They had to earn their money for the day. We also visited a restaurant in downtown Hilo, where we worked on all the aspects of dining in a nice restaurant. Blind adult mentors worked with the students on how to figure out everything, you know, from what's on the menu, how do you know what glass is for what, how do you know which of these forks is for what, how do you enjoy a meal with grace and style, how do you figure out the bill, how do you know what's on the bill, how do you know how to tip, all that kind of stuff. So, of course, throughout everything, there were cane travel lessons, and every night, yeah, we would stay up really late debriefing, talking about what did we learn today. What did we learn about ourselves today? What did we learn about society today and their expectations of us? I think most any student you talk to who attended that camp would tell you that it changed their lives. It strengthened their knowledge and skills. It helped them realize that in every case, they needed more confidence and skills and better prepare them for what's going to come after graduation. So that all happened with your donations money. We set aside the majority of the donation, the most recent donation, to continue to assist with our older blind program, which is severely underfunded and severely understaffed, especially on the neighbor islands. And we're also now next looking at a better sound system for our auditorium in Ho'opono, which is where a lot of times we hold not only staff and community meetings, but also consumer organization meetings as well, so everybody should be able to hear better. So, you know, if you really stop to think about it, your donations have enabled our staff to make really significant improvements in the lives of so many people, from teens to kupuna. I want you to know that without our partnership, like I talked about earlier, without that, we wouldn't have been able to, I believe, save some people from lives of isolation and hopelessness, and in some cases, even institutionalization and hospitalization where it's not necessary. And I believe because of you, we're going to be able to continue to do so for many years to come. So thank you so much for that. And I'll continue to keep you informed on the ways that your donations are being used to help everybody in the community. We can also breathe a little easier nowadays because we don't have to worry about our building falling down around us. I know I talk about this every year, yes. I can still remember Philo saying to the legislators at a meeting, "It's raining inside the building." And it was. So thanks in large part to our relationship capital between Ho'opono and HEB and your advocacy with the legislators, we have been able to receive a number of capital improvement project fundings from the legislature. Both of our buildings have new roofs where our electrical is up to date, our plumbing is up to date. Our air conditioning works maybe too well. It's freezing in some parts of the building. The foundation is level and safe. We were able to save the tree. A lot of people wanted to make sure we saved that tree. It came with the building or before the building. Our bathrooms are finally renovated. They have the loudest air hand blower dryers ever in your entire life. But it sounds like an airplane taking off, but our bathrooms are not beautiful, so Thank you. And we have one more project coming up, probably starting around the end of this year, which is a flood zone remediation project. It's also funded by capital improvement project funds through the legislature. So basically, because many of you may know, we're right next to a stream, the bottom level of our building needs to be reinforced, the walls and the windows, to prevent from flooding. So moving on to our VR program, our VR counselors and our employment specialists, all of whom are here today in the room. They've worked with a number of blind people over the last fiscal year, placing them in competitive, integrated employment with an average rate wage of above $18 at closure over the last fiscal year. That's an average, right? So some lower, some higher, but I'm pretty proud of that. We've also gained some really valuable partnerships with community employers, including federal employers, thanks to Maylene's hard work. And we look forward to an even better year coming. And our VR staff and administration have been working to strengthen our relationship with the DOE and the VI teachers. And I just want to say thank you to all of you. I know the heavy workload that you guys have. And we thank you for doing everything you can to prepare the youth as you transfer them onto us. And I heard you have 360-something. We want more. Please send us more. We want to work with them. Our new Visions Training Center continues to thrive and is filled with wonderful staff and students from around the country and beyond. And students are working hard every day on gaining that confidence and gaining the skills so they can achieve their dreams, including independence and employment. And the new Visions staff and Stacy, here in the room, and also Debbie Gabe, offer a Braille club as well as an iPhone club that's open to everyone. So if you're interested, please come. We continue the practice of having all of our New Visions adult students attend meetings of both consumer groups. So I'm sure you see them there at the AGB 1 month, and then they go to the NFP the next month, and they alternate back and forth. And the purpose of that, and the purpose of them being here today, is so that our students can be exposed to the power of consumer organizations and eventually make a choice about which organization is best for them.
Or both.
That's right. They could do both. We enjoy having blind role models and mentors, like many of you in the room, come to speak with our students. And in fact, I can't wait for Don Thompson to come to speak with us. He said he would. Needle. I know he will. Next month. So I know he has a lot of great stories to tell and a lot of lessons to teach. And oh boy, that's right. Our blind vending program staff, I'm going to wrap it up quick, Art, I promise. Our blind vending staff has had another busy year under the leadership of Kat Fujimoto, and that shows no signs of letting up. Around the nation, military troop dining contracts are being lost, despite our Randall Shepherd priority. And that's something that Tony and I talked briefly about yesterday. You may have heard that we lost our contract at Schofield, our military troop dining contract, and the blind vendor there is no longer there. We went to federal arbitration. We lost that. So the next step is court for Schofield. And thank goodness we have the considerable talent of our Deputy Attorney General, Lori Wada, helping us along the way. And we also appreciate all of your advocacy as well. And most recently, you may have heard that the Marine Corps contract is in danger as well, which is very concerning to us. And we plan to fight that as hard as we can with assistance from our partnerships, both locally and on a national level. And maybe one of the biggest issues to come up in years for the Hawaii VEP program has been the vacancy left at the Honolulu Airport due to the very unfortunate passing of Hilo. And Stan Young has recently been selected to fill that position. There is a settlement agreement that governs the way that airport operation is run, as well as the blind vendor's ohanas, articles of incorporation, and bylaws. And those will be adhered to. I'm hopeful that everyone will work together to continue to maintain and build one of the most successful and important blind vending operations throughout the United States. I do recognize, of course, there's going to be a lot of trust building that needs to be done, a lot of working together, a lot of building of that relationship capital that will need to be done. But I believe that it can be. I believe that it will be. So I never have enough time to tell you all the good stuff. I just wanted to try and highlight some important issues. But I hope that you can see that what I said in the beginning is true. that together, with our relationship capital, with the goodwill that we've built together over the years, we have done so much together to improve the lives of so many individual Black people all over the state of Hawaii. And I can't close without thanking all of my hardworking Ho'opono staff who are here today. Thanks, you guys. You guys are a fabulous team, and it's my privilege to work with you every day. And thanks to all of you, HAB, your leaders, our partners. And we're going to make it another great year this year. Thank you very much.
Thank you.